Well, hi there, folks, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. Well, my guest this week is the wonderful Elaine Marrott. Elaine attends Solid Rock Church in Drogheda. She is also a counsellor and psychotherapist. And this week, we'll be chatting about the ups and the downs of juggling ministry, life, church, and the whole busyness of being a pastor and all the things you juggle as a wife, a daughter, a mother, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. So we've Elaine Marrott back from Solid Rock Church in Drogheda. So today we're going to talk about guilt and shame. Guilt, as women, I think we hold a lot of guilt, don't we? We feel guilty if we're not a good mother. Mm-hmm. We feel guilty if we're not a good wife. We feel guilty if we're not, you know, a good sister, daughter mm-hmm. to our parents. And coming back to wearing all the hats again, you know, what does God say about guilt yeah. in all this?
Yeah, there's a verse in the Bible, Jackie, in Romans 8, verse 1. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Mm. And condemnation covers guilt, covers shame, covers so many things where we can easily go to a place of where we carry unnecessary guilt. Mm. And where it burdens us and it weighs us down. And that's why Jesus went to the cross. He died to carry all the shame, all the guilt. And when we walk with him and we have relationship with him, he's made a way where that guilt can be just laid and surrendered at the feet of Jesus and dealt with. But so many times the flesh take yeah, over yeah. and it gets in, and before we know it, it's taken root. So I think a lot of it is knowing who we are, who we are, and what has God called us to be. And are we doing the assignment he's called us to be? Are we going to the left and the right? And maybe he's saying, well, really, I wanted you to go straight ahead. Mm. And that's where we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit and not feel bad when we do get it wrong. Because sometimes I believe those lessons in pruning and building character and tests along the road to get things right. You know,
yeah, but as Christian moms, you know, I mean, we know the Lord so well, yeah. we think, why do we still feel guilty yeah. as a mother? Is it because we're Christians? Because we know it's right and we know it's wrong and we're convicted? Mm-hmm. Why? Because I have friends that say, well, I don't feel guilty about that. Mm. I don't feel guilty about, you know, going out and doing my thing and whatever else. And I'm saying, I do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think it's there. I know there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Yes. And it's gone when we confess our sin. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin yes. and to cleanse us. But it doesn't mean we can keep doing it.
No,
in the
it's
world,
not a license to sin. No.
Yes.
No.
In the world, they can no. do it.
Yeah.
And they have that yes. license because they're not following God. But when we are, it's harder.
Yeah. I think he's made a way to forgive us, but sometimes we struggle to walk in that forgiveness, to receive it and walk in it. And that's a big thing of, yes, I'm forgiven, I've surrendered it, but now I'm going to walk in that, as in that's not taught about anymore.
Mm.
And sometimes we take it back, we surrendered it, but we take it back right back again. And life will be like that, I think, because it's our human flesh, spirit and flesh battling sometimes. Mm. And yes, his grace is sufficient, but we don't always get it right.
No.
And it's not to beat ourselves up when we don't.
You know, I remember as a child, my mother used to say, oh, you're selfish if you don't bring your little sister, or you're selfish if you don't clean the house for me, or you're very selfish. And I used to think, I don't think she was using the right word, but it really hit me, and it hit deep. Mm. And I thought, this hurts. And now if I say no, I find it difficult to say no now, because if I say no, I'm being selfish.
Yeah.
So therefore, I'm spreading myself thin everywhere. You know, I want to be here, there and everywhere, and saying I don't want to let anyone down because they will be disappointed with me and I will feel guilty if I let them down.
Yes.
So it's there. And I think it's a childhood wound.
Yes, definitely.
Sometimes we can have that thing where we feel the guilt.
We feel
because
the guilt.
Because our parents didn't mean to put on us, but they did. They
yes.
didn't know how.
And if someone said to you today, you're selfish, you would probably react what they call an over-the-top reaction because it's triggering you to the child, to what was said when you were a child. A quick way of dealing with that is, I'm no longer the child. It takes work. I'm no longer this child. I'm now the adult. And how's the adult going to react? I realise what's going on right now. I'm feeling what that child felt. But today I'm going to look through it and respond through adult eyes. It's easier said than done.
That's interesting. Not looking at it as the child, because we're not the child.
No, we're not the child. But having compassion for that child. That's like your inner child, that young child, but responding through adult eyes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. And recognising, okay, now this is how I'm quick. It's a big thing if we can do that work in ourselves and see this is where this comes from and this is how this affects me today. And how am I going to react as an adult today? And sometimes that takes work. And boundaries is a huge thing. I went through that stage of always yes, 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 people pleasing. That came from childhood. And to actually own my no now and self-care and protect me and implement boundaries is the biggest gift I've ever given to myself.
Really?
Yes. Because before that was, I just want to keep the peace. I just want to have never upset anybody, everyone to like me. And then you get to a place where it will burn you out. There's such a thing as burn out. That's another topic.
Burn out, yes.
But it's where we really have to. Are we wasting our energy and time on the things that so easily entangle us?
Yes.
Or are we free? So sometimes that's working through things that have easily affected us as a child.
But I suppose you being the counsellor, you would know that and you would see that in the therapy room.
Definitely.
But I mean, what would you say to somebody listening today that might be, you know, riddled with guilt and thinking, whether they're a Christian or not, or know God or not, or go to church or not, where they're feeling this guilt all the time.
Yeah.
What's the first step for them?
Yeah.
And they might have prayed about it themselves. Or it could be some guilt of some big sin that they think that they're holding and they can't even share it.
Yeah. I think a big part of what it's not really talked about is forgiving yourself. That's a big thing. We talk about forgiving others, but sometimes when we've hurt others or we've done something wrong or we have guilt, what is the guilt connected with? And sometimes that will involve a process of having us to forgive ourselves and release ourselves from the hole that guilt is holding us to. And it's like when someone's riddled, I was thinking of the song there as you shared that, Jackie. There's no guilt or fear as I draw near to the Saviour and Creator of the world. And if someone out there, and maybe you don't know God, God is real, God is alive. And as you cry out to God in that distress, he will meet you in that place. And he's willing to take. He carried all that guilt. He carried all that shame on the cross. And he is the one that can bring freedom and release. Just talk to him. Talk to him as you would talk to a person and receive his love. Most of all, his love is the first thing. And then his forgiveness. That's why he died for you. He loved you so much that he carried all that shame, all that pain, and all that sin on the cross. Won't you talk to him now?
Amen. Thank you so much, Elaine Marrett, counsellor, psychotherapist, and pastor from Solid Rock Church in Durham. Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.